Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Big Interview, brought to you by Hunters. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngeu. In this week's episode, we are in conversation with a sensational 22-year-old left-sided wizard with an eye for goal about his personal growth. He tells us a few stories about traveling on the continent, and he also speaks about the upcoming game against Orlando Pirates. Ladies and gents, enjoy the conversation with Aubrey Modiba.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We now joined on the line, Sokala Duma Radio, by Aubrey Modiba. He's a man on form. He plays as a wing, sometimes left back for SuperSport United, whizzing forward, and occasionally finds himself on the box, scoring headers, scoring beautiful goals. As a result, he has like 3 goals so far in the league. Aubrey, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm good, and me.
Yeah, man, I'm fantastic. Last week, you scored the winning goal against Ajax Cape Town. Your team won 1-0. And then a few days later, it was announced that you had signed a contract extension. Tell me, how easy was it for you to extend your contract beyond up until around 2021 for SuperSport United? Was it an easy decision for you?
It was an easy decision for me to extend my stay with SuperSport United, because it's a great club and they've been taking care of me and they take care of their players. So I love it here. I love the environment. The players are very welcoming. They're helping us as youngsters, especially the experienced guys. So yeah, I love it here. I'm enjoying myself. So I can say it was easy for me to extend my stay here.
And my concern as a person that follows football, and I follow your career as well, from the time that you were playing the Olympics and so on and so forth, was that if you are tying yourself down to such a lengthy contract, are you now giving up hopes of moving overseas? Because you're 22 now, when you sign such a long contract, does that mean that you have given up your hopes of moving overseas at some point?
No, not at all. I'm not ruling out that one, because in SuperSport, like I said, it was easy for me to extend because they don't stand in the way of players if they want to pursue their career somewhere else. So they make sure that if I can get any offer abroad, they're not going to stand in my way. They're going to allow me to go. So that's why it was easy for me to extend like until 2021, because I don't think they're going to block my way if any team is interested in me. Yeah, I'm not ruling out that one.
All right, and talking about interest abroad, so far you've done well. You've done well at your club. You've done well at the under-23 national team. Have you heard any rumors, or have you heard any confirmed interest from an overseas club to say that, from your agent, to say, look, this club is watching you based on your form? Have you heard any of those kind of whisperings?
Not really. I haven't heard anything from any team. I've been speaking to my agent. He said I must just do the work on the field. He'll take care of the rest of the field, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not focusing on other teams that are interested in me, because, like I said, I'm enjoying myself here. I want to keep on getting better and better. Hopefully, when the right time comes, I'll be a better player, experienced player, and maybe learn a lot from this team. But yeah, right now I haven't heard anything. But yeah, that's my agent to take care of, and yeah, I'm focusing. I wanna get better and better, so that when that opportunity comes, like, I'm ready for a new challenge.
And your story has been told many times. You know that every time there's a Nedbank Cup tournament playing, you're always like sort of like the face of it, because you were the success story of it. But you also came from a local club such as Hungry Lion. You've played so far in the CAF Confederations Cup final, MTN 8 final, Nedbank Cup final. You've chased the log. I can go on and on. You know, you've been at the Olympics in Rio 2016, and you're only 22 years old. When you look back at where you've come from, when you look back a bit at Hungry Lions, and you look back at and you look at Aubrey Modiba at Hungry Lions and Aubrey Modiba at SuperSport, having played all these finals, having been an international playing in the Olympics. Tell me what goes through your mind when you see the changes that have happened to you at such a young age.
First of all, I'd like to thank God for making these things happen in my life. And yeah, opening Hungry Lions, when I started playing there, I was just playing for fun because I was still young by then. But yeah, obviously, as a youngster, when you love the sport, when you're passionate about it, you tend to have a dream. So my dream was to play in the PSL when I was playing there. And I think that started as well when I joined School of Excellence in 2009, because it's a new development school where they taught my skills. And I've learned a lot there. I spent 5 years. And yeah, that 5 years, it was a great thing for me to be in that development. And yeah, I think it played a big role as well when I went again. Not thank you too much, because I already had an idea what to expect, because we used to play with development teams at the School of Excellence, with the Pirates, Chiefs, Sundowns, all the big teams.
Mm.
So when I joined NetBank, I think I was ready. I knew most of the things, what to do, when to do it and how to do it. I think that as well made it easy for me to be maybe selected in the final 18 of NetBank Journalism Research. And yeah, from there onward, everything started changing my life. I got my first day in the PSL. Yeah, from that day, I never looked back. I kept on pushing myself, making sure that I make everyone who supported me from the start proud, especially my family, everyone who's involved in my life. And I'm happy. I was happy to be in the Olympics as well, because it's a huge tournament worldwide, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's been watched by billions of people. So to be in that Olympic squad, it was a huge experience for me, because you were the same from the likes of Neymar, Gabriel Jesus, all these big names. So yeah, I think from there everything started coming my way, and yeah, things were getting better. I'm very happy, and yeah, I'm very happy to be winning things as well, because it's everyone's dream to win things. I think in 4 finals already at the age of 22. So the likes of Bentley, he won 15 trophies. So yeah, one wanna be like them.
So you're saying now that it's Dan Clayton is a standard that you've set yourself against, that you would like to emulate something like that?
Yeah, because he's been doing well wherever he went. He won trophies, so it's like I said, everyone's dream, every player's dream to win trophies. So yeah, if I can win 20 trophies, let it be. So at the age of 22, I've managed to win 4 finals, lost 2-1-2. But as part of the game, we keep on pushing. I just hope I play as many finals as I can and win more trophies as well.
You, in the second leg, I think the first leg of the CAF Confederations Cup final, in your trip to the Democratic Republic of Congo, there was a challenge with the flight. It took hours for you to get from South Africa to Congo, Kinshasa, in Lubumbashi rather. And there was a delay and there was a technical thing. Now, I want you to tell me the craziest things that have happened in your travels throughout Africa. We know that there's always something or the other that happens when people are traveling East Africa, West Africa. The obvious one being that there was a flight delay suddenly before the final. What other stories can you still remember about your travel throughout Africa, throughout the CAF Confederations Cup campaign for your team?
A lot of them. I remember we were going to Liberia. I'm not sure where we were connecting from, but we took a charter to Liberia. They said we didn't have landing rights while we in the air. We couldn't land, so we had to move around for 2 hours in the air just for us to go and land, because we didn't have, because the airport was closed apparently, and we didn't have landing rights as well. So in the air for 2 hours, just moving around. So hey, that was a challenge as well, because we only like thought maybe gonna take 2 hours to Liberia, but yeah, we took 4 hours. Another 2 hours in the air, moving around.
Wow! And eventually, when did you guys land?
We landed after 2 hours.
After 2 hours, and did you land in Liberia finally?
Yeah, they opened the airport. Just imagine the airport being closed. So that's what they said to us. Another one in Sudan. The hotel was 3 hours from the stadium, so we had to travel 3 hours just to go and play. We traveled 3 hours to the stadium, then immediately after game they said we must go to the airport. We traveled another 3 hours to the airport. We didn't even shower after the game. Like immediately we ran immediately after the game from the floor to the changing room. We changed just the way we were. Then yeah, we changed our clothes. We drove another 3 hours to the airport. So that's the challenges we've been facing in the camp competition, but they made us strong. And learning to sleep in the airport as well, on the airport as well, for many hours. So yeah, I think that as well made us strong.
And would you say that in looking back at the final, 2-1 away from home and then 0-0 at home, was that an opportunity lost? Do you think that you were strong enough to be able to beat Mazembe overall?
Yeah, I think we had a great team, an experienced team. We did that before in Mazembe. They were leading 2-0, and we managed to draw the game. And yeah, I think we had a good team to overcome that, but. Yeah, I think they had a game plan that worked for them. They're an experienced team. They've been there before. I think their plan was to come out and attack us in the first half, maybe to get a goal or two. And in the second half, to sit deep, because they wanted to protect their lead in Lubumbashi. And I think that worked in their favor, and they managed to do that well. And yeah, we couldn't score, but we created chance. But as part of the game, we learned a lot from this competition. And a good thing is that we're going back again next year.
And now, looking back and in the PSL, I mean, you guys were you have a lot of games in hand. We can't say much about your league position because it's reflective of the fact that you were traveling and you were not playing. So we can't read too much into that. And now, the next challenge is to play a team that you beat 6-1 last season, and then in the Nedbank Cup final at some point in June, just before your birthday month, you beat them again in the Nedbank Cup final 4-1. Orlando Pirates, let's look forward to that. What do you foresee happening in that game? What is the strategy? Are you anxious? Are you excited? What are you feeling about this upcoming game?
Yeah, obviously playing a big team in Orlando Pirates. You know, the past results, they won't count in this one, because this is a different team, different coach, and they've been doing well, even though they haven't won their games, I think, in 5 or 6 matches, but they won against Bloemfontein Celtics, and they played a good football. They're playing good football, just that they've been missing chances. So it's a different ball game. They're playing at home. Their crowd is going to be behind them. A big team, obviously, but yeah, one is motivated. We've been maybe watching their strengths, weaknesses, and yeah, the coach is gonna put up a team that is gonna fight on the days tomorrow. We're gonna make sure that we win the game, but it's gonna be a tough one.
Would you say that you are scared of them, or you know, scared to play them? You'll give them another huge scoreline, 6-1, 4-1.
No, it's not about being scared of them. It's about respecting them. But at the end of the day, it's business, and we're gonna make sure that we do well for ourselves. I'm not I'm not gonna say like we're gonna beat them 6-1 because like they've been doing well this season, and
maybe
they've
5-1.
Got a good team. No, I'm not gonna mention the scoreline, but yeah, we'll make sure that we win the game. But it's gonna be a tough one.
And before I let you go, I need to get this out of you. You've worked with Mohsin Etrogol, now coach Eric Tinkler. You've worked with Stuart Baxter. Of all those managers, which of you do you think got the best out of you? Which was your favorite coach?
I don't really have a favorite coach, but Coach Mohsin Etrogol gave me my first game in the PSL. He's been good to me. He made sure that he knew my strengths. He made sure that I applied them on the field. Stuart Baxter as well, a great coach, a great planner, and he taught me a lot as well. I've learned a lot from him. I'm a better player right now because of what he taught me when he was still at SuperSport. And Coach Eric Tinkler as well is not different, a winner, a fighter, and I'm getting that from him because drawing a game for him is like a loss. So that's the mentality I've absorbed, and I'm good. I'm happy that the team brought him to the club, and I'm happy to be working with him.
And do you ever look at him and be angry when he takes you to left back, left wing? Which of you is the preferred position? Because at any given stage, you are either a left back or a left wing, and you play them both very good. So which of the two is your favorite position?
I like attacking, and right now that I'm scoring goals, I've got that confidence. So when I play forward, like I've got that confidence that I'll get one or two goals. And yeah, I like attacking more, but I don't get angry at all whenever he plays me at left back, because he started this machine at Tuchel as well. He used to do that at AC. Stuart Baxter as well, he used to do that when we were still at SuperSport. And Coach Tinker is doing it as well. So I'm still young, I'm still learning. And every player wish to play regularly. So as long as I'm playing, I'm delivering for the team, I think that makes me happy. But I like attacking more. And the fact that I'm scoring goals now, I think the confidence as well.
They've actually trained you well, not only on the pitch, but they've actually trained you well in how to deflect questions. you sound like a pro at age 22. Aubrey, we thank you very much for your time, and it's been a lovely pleasure to speak to you.
Okay, thank you. Sokala Duma
Radio. As always, thank you very much for listening. For another episode of The Big Interview brought to you by Hunters, tune in next week. For now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.